You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
You're listening to Rebel Radio with your host, Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love on the Rebel HD2.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Rebel Radio. I'm your host, Malika Bella, here with our guest, Sonia Barcelona.
Hello, hello.
I'm interested in hearing more about like how you created Indian Girl and how all of your experiences with your identity go into that song.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Indian Girl. Yeah, that was another track I remember being on the couch, like next to my couch on the floor, and I was actually really sad because I was reflecting on the journey of my mom. So originally the song was going to be Filipino Girl, but it didn't, like, the amount of syllables, I was like, whatever. It's like, I think it should be Indian, and I am half Indian. It could also apply to Native American, that experience. But since I am the child of basically a person who just moved from another country, it's weird because I wanted to say first generation, but I looked up on Google and they were like, technically I'm a second generation. I don't know who's defining generations anymore because Google is changing things all the time. And I'm like, yo, all of us thought we were first gen, but now we're being told we're second. Anyway, so
Identity crisis. You're like, I thought I knew something.
Yeah, and I'm like, who changed that recently? Because everybody has the same, but who changed it? Anyway, so yeah, going back to that song, I was very emotional thinking about my mom's experience of just moving, like, just her whole life, just destroying whatever she had going on just so she could, like, raise me in the United States. And that really hit me in a way that I was like, would I ever do that? I don't think I'm that brave to ever. I mean, I can't say because I don't have a child, but she had the choice to be like, I can raise this child on a tiny island where there's not, like, the best education. And there's, like, it's literally too small, you know, to even meet a lot of people. Or I could move myself to somewhere that will be better for her. And she did that choice. She made that choice. So I still reflect, and it gets me really emotional. And that's how I wrote the song, thinking about my mom's journey, the struggles she had to go through, the struggles she still goes through as a Filipino American living in the United States for so long, working in this country, still feeling some type of discrimination. She's a taxi driver, and I'm like, oh my God. So she's gone through lots of jobs, but she herself is very headstrong and she doesn't like having bosses. So she's like, I want to be doing everything on my own. You know, I don't like having a boss telling me whatever. So maybe I got some of that where, like, it's hard for me to work in an environment where somebody's just, like, giving me orders, you know? So corporate world X out. I really like more, like, hey, we're all working together to try and make this thing work. Or, so Indian Girl, going back to that, was written thinking about my mother's journey and then thinking about myself and saying, like, I need to express myself. In those Indian and in Filipino culture, there's a tendency to not express ourselves truly how we feel. To say, if, like, you know, you don't disrupt order, you don't become an artist because that doesn't make a lot of money. You go to nursing school, you become a doctor, you know, you don't rock the boat. Those are the two things inside of me. Culture is like, repress your anger, repress how you feel, repress it all. And I think maybe I came into the world to say, like, no, I don't want to do that. I cannot physically in my body, if I repress something, it actually causes me, like, physical damage. Like, I cry, or I can't, like, process things. I can't, like, function right. So if I don't express it in my artwork, then I have It's like a robot being like, malfunction, system shut down, like, we don't work properly. Like, that's that's kind of where I'm at. I'm programmed to express. And I think that's wonderful. I really do want to be kind of like the anti-version of, like, repression of Indians and repression of, like, a Filipino, of a woman, too. Like, I have to do what I'm doing because typically those cultures are, like, you know, it's, like, not normal. So, yeah, that's kind of how I think of Indian Girl. That's why it was written. It's more morose in lyrics. Indian girl, living in a crazy, crazy world. And then I say, the clothes that you wear too bright for this country. The skin that you bear too dark for the TV. The food that you eat too good for the city. So I had this job once where I brought in some curry that I made. And I was just learning how to make, like, Indian curries. And it, like, when I opened up my Tupperware, it smelled the whole, like, place. But actually my job at the time was really, like, not about it. They actually got mad. I'm like, okay, I can shut it and put it somewhere else or go outside. Like, but they were actually really mad that I had, like, brought food that had that smell. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, you don't have to react that intensely about it, but... Anyway, so that was a line inspired by that moment in my life. Just being darker in skin color. So in the Philippines, like, what is on TV in Filipino television is light-skinned Filipinos. And there's whitening creams as well, still on the shelves at, like, Seafood City. So I'm very mindful of those things. And I myself am a darker Filipino. I'm a darker Asian woman. So I'm like, how do I get treated? I don't want darker skinned women to not make lead roles. So it's really cool. Like, when I saw Bridgerton and the second season had a lead Indian chick being the lead romance, I was like screaming, dude. I was like, yes, this is what I want to see. And the other day I saw that actress have, like, one of those makeup tutorials because I was like, oh my God, like, that's what I need to know. I need to know how to do my own makeup. She's my skin color. She has my wavy hair. Like, what does she do? And, like, that's just recent. That just happened. For me, that's a big deal. And I think that's a big deal for any Indian American woman to see that and be like, yo, there's somebody out there, like, that, like, looks like me and is playing lead roles. That's so inspiring. Like, that's cool. That's what I want to see more of. And I think that that's what I'm a part of as well. It's like, yo, I need to keep doing what I'm doing because, well, first of all, like, Indians and Filipinos do not mix culturally. So that is, like, a weird unicorn thing that I'm walking around as. Like, wow, this is not normal. But, yeah, just being a part of that and, like, I can't give up. When I see other people doing awesome things, I just got to keep doing whatever I'm doing. So Indian Girl is about that. Like, we just need to highlight ourselves, be confident in our skin, know where we come from, just really vouch for ourselves so we can vouch for the whole collective of us, you know? So, yeah, that's what that song is about.
Wonderfully
so said. Long-winded, I'm sorry.
No, I feel like I could talk to you all day about, like, colorism and really everything, and that's just considering, like, the U.S. Just imagine globally, like... It's just wild.
Yeah.
And I love that you're providing that representation, just like you said, for a lot of, you know, younger ladies. Right. They don't necessarily need to be young. It could be, like, honestly, how you're experiencing that with Bridgerton. Like, in your life right now, it could be any time in somebody's life. They're like, finally, like, I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
So it's kismet.
Yes, I believe it. And then, you know, in British culture, like, Indians have been around for a very long time. So it's like, yeah, dude, it's about time you have somebody falling in love with an Indian woman, because that's actually what was really happening. You know what I'm saying? People be falling in love with these gorgeous Indian women and having little cute babies all the time, but you didn't see that in the movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, it's a better reflection of history, too, I think. So,
Keeping it real again.
Yes.
When I saw you for the first time, like, performing, I think Indian Girl was one of the very first songs I heard, and Cinnamon Skin. So those both of those impacted me so hard. And you have this melodic trance kind of vibe, but I still live with that today, that I'm like, oh, these songs are so, so powerful, especially like witnessing you live, that entire room. I'm just like, I find myself like swaying back and forth and being like, wow. And your skills on the guitar, I know you said that you're fairly new, but somebody like me, I'm like eating all of this up. So I don't know if you want to talk about Cinnamon Skin a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you expressing that. Wow. That brings me such like heartwarming. So thank you so much for expressing that. Reminds me again. I'm like, I gotta keep singing these songs, and they're my favorite. You're like mentioning some of my favorite lyrical songs. Oh. So I'm so glad that you, but yeah, so Cinnamon Skin is about that concept too of like, I wanted to write a song that was celebrating darker skinned women. And I am, because I am that, you know, I was very influenced by the song Girl from Ipanema, because when I first started playing the guitar, it was bossa nova chords. So from Brazil, and I love the vibe. I love bossa nova in general. When I was trying to figure out what my style would be, I was like, I'm not a screamo person. I'm a very, like, I have a soothing voice. I started out in yoga studios because I was so afraid of performing in front of other people. I was like, I can perform in front of their butts, though, in the dark. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do that.
Gotta start somewhere, you know?
Yeah, and then it's soothing. So it's like, that's my voice when I need to be reminded. I just go like, I actually just sing in my car and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like self-soothing myself. So that does that for other people. And I think that I went to bossa nova, the voices of bossa nova, because they were so smooth. They weren't doing crazy runs with their vocals. They weren't doing crazy, like, just, you know, I appreciate that world, that realm of singers who can do amazing things with their voice. But I'm not, like, one of them. And I've accepted that I'm a very smooth singer. I do some vibrato. And, like, I like that vibe of just chill. It's super chill. So Cinnamon Skin was about that. It's like, let's write a song about a beautiful woman who has, like, brown skin. I want more of that. And I want it to be chill and sexy and in the vibe of bossa nova. So when I play it with the rhythms of bossa nova. And when it's with a band, it's very, like, jazzy, too. So, yeah, Cinnamon Skin is celebrating women of darker skin tone. And I appreciate you recognizing that as well. Yeah.
Of course. I bring it up. I know that the meaning and really the feel of it don't necessarily correlate with us, but just the title, right? Cinnamon Skin, and thinking of back to Heart Station and the brother's son. Like, it is during the churro scene. So, like, the cinnamon, and imagine just tying it all together. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yo, I'm so glad you caught that, because I was like, dude, I thought that too. I was like, okay, first of all, bitter melon and then cinnamon skin. It's like food related. Churros are one of my favorite things. My name is Barcelona, where there's like, I had my first churro that was legit Spaniard in Barcelona. And so, like, to see that my song played during like an epic fight scene with churros, I don't know, it just all came together. I was like, yo, this is insane. Like, the context of this is crazy right now. Like, oh, I love everything, you know, this Asian cast. They were very mindful of, like, the singers and the songwriters, and it's food. It's, like, food-related throughout the whole series. You'll see, like, food-related things about Asians, you know? And then the churro scene, like, the lead is trying to make churros. Like, he's trying to figure out why it's so good. And it's just so simple, you know? It's like that. It's, like, a simple recipe that's so good. And that's what I've discovered about myself, is that when I write songs, it's very simple. It's just really awesome lyrics that I would want to hear. So with Cinnamon Skin, it's like, cinnamon skin on my mind. And then she's like, I change the lyrics every time. I'm very improvisy with that song. So I'd be like, in the moonlight, skin shining so bright. It's like one of those things where I can just like vamp off and not be accurate to the recording. So I have fun with that song so much. But yeah, thank you for just seeing that. I love that song. Yeah.
What a beautiful tie-in, though.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. Yeah.
And then one real quick thing too, mm-hmm. with Heart Station, mm-hmm. and then you talking about your sound and bossa nova, and really mm-hmm. finding out what works for you and what you want to really bring to the world. Mm-hmm. Some songs, I don't remember off the top of my head, but some songs, when listening to them, like when they're recorded versus like in person, mm-hmm. and like there's all these different variations, right? Mm-hmm. I kind of hear you sound as like Heart, like the artist, or like this classic rock vibe. God, I imagine that with like even your guitar too. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. could be a cool, I don't know, random thing. But I do see the bossa nova a lot. Yes. And I love it.
I love rock and roll. I love that you mentioned Heart. I was just talking about Heart the other day. Just like some of their songs are incredible. Songwriters, singers mm-hmm. belting out ballads. Just like, whoa, incredible. Just all around. Like that type of performance, like you don't see that around. That's like that vibe. They were just such incredible skilled musicians with vocals and guitar playing. I still bow down. I'm like, oh, I bow down at your feet. I'm at your feet. Like if I ever met them, I'd be like, oh God. So thank you. That's a huge compliment to me. But yeah, I think now the way that I've approached music, and I see my own pattern, I'm like, I love creating characters. I love that the consistent thing throughout every song is my voice. Is the positivity in the lyrics, or at least I don't like cursing in my songs. I don't like saying things so bluntly. I guess that's like I like things that rhyme. If I'm in love, it's kind of the way I would speak to a lover. I wouldn't be like, you're hot. You know what I'm saying? That's so like, yeah. That's so, I would be like, you're very handsome, or like these words that I feel like are true to the dictionary.
You don't use these words of like directness or stuff like that, like so mm-hmm. blunt, mm-hmm. and your lyrics kind of show this flowy like journey, mm-hmm. right? I think that that's another thing that brings you back to the name Barcelona, because it's a romance language. Like Spanish really yes. is, you know, all these beautiful adjectives and different ways of communicating. So I think it's another thematic thing.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for seeing that. Yes, I love the romance languages. You know, I have one song that I still want to finish full. It's a Portuguese song called Fico Assim Sem Você. Like, see, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. But I got the chance to play a dream show in Portugal, in Lisbon, like just to a crowd of all Portuguese people, 100 wow. people. It was supposed to be a house show. And then it ended up being in this like corporate building or whatever that they turned into like an intimate thing. They said it was going to be intimate, but it was 100 people. I was like, what the freak? But it still felt that way. It still felt that way because everybody was local there. And then I told them up front, I said, yo, I don't know how to sing half of this song. Is it okay if I still sing it? And they're like, yes. And I was like, so, yeah, it's, I love the sound of Portuguese, the sound of Spanish from Mexico or even from Spain. Even like the way the words are inflected in French songs, you know? So all the romance languages I love. And in English can be so harsh. And I think that's why I strive to speak also in a way that, like, I don't want to be using these new Gen Z. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't call a hot dog glizzy. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. So I'm aware of how things sound and how they feel. And I love love letters. It's like a song is like a love letter. Like, the music of Motown, soul, like when they express their love for another, mm-hmm. it's just like The Sacred Souls has a song title and it's called Can I Call You Rose? Like, come on, like you just want me to melt right in front of you.
I was gonna say my heart just melted.
Yes, right? Yeah. So that's how I want my words to be expressed too. Like I really want there to be a like a mindful expression of love, you know? Even, like, who uses the word heart station? You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like adorable to be like, this is my heart station. It's like a Care Bear feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if I'm going to make new terms, that's how I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I focus on that so much. It's hard for me, actually. I don't club because I just can't, you know, I'm like, blah, blah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, like, that does not attract me in any way at all. But I get it. That's cool. That's that vibe. That's really dope. But I want to, wouldn't it be cool to see something else? Like, so it's cool to, I've been listening to, like, European house music. And I'm like, yo, I really like this chill but still upbeat.
Yeah.
You can play it in a club. Mm-hmm. And then they're like remixing songs from the 60s. And I'm like, what is happening? This is amazing. Like, yes. Yeah, so maybe it's the romantic in me. Maybe there's like a sense of nostalgia as well that's happening. When you have conversations with people, how does it flow? Everybody has a different way of communicating. And maybe it's me being a millennial. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think that, like, expressing yourself in that way, the way that you want to, like, it can be, it's like maybe brave. You know what I'm saying? It's maybe brave. Like, I want to say those words. I want to say, can I call you Rose? Like, whoa, that's like, what are you saying? Like, anyway, so, yeah.
I'm still holding out for when... I'll put it out there. If you're like, girl, stop. I don't want this idea. But just Sonia around the world, right? And then that heart station, like, you have different stations throughout, and it's like a little train or something. I'm just already envisioning, like, Barcelona's the first stop, and it's like, doo-doo. Like,
oh, my God. I love that. That would be kind of cute to name, like, a tour of that.
Yeah.
Someone did suggest, actually, a name. They're like, where in the world is Sonia Barcelona, or where in the world is SB, like, to make it short. And I was like, oh my God, I love that, because I do love traveling, and I do love, when I travel, I love sharing my music. So maybe that might be in the works in the future. Yeah, it was like next year, that's something that could happen. Right now I'm like releasing things, so I gotta like stay put, but I will follow my intuition if it says like, you gotta go out again. But right now we're staying. So who knows? Yeah, we're in the world. Little heart station. Yeah, little stations. Oh, that's such a cute idea, though. I love that. I think with every song, I try to, like, I love making music videos with them and having a vision. So I'm, like, always, like, it's cool to be, heart station was placed, and it had sitars. It was, like, one of my first electronically produced type of things. Like, I didn't use a real instrument, because what I'm used to is, like, writing songs on real instruments. And I remember 4 years ago when I got an iPad, I was, like, let's play around with this thingy. And I was just, like, boop, 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 made a song in 20 minutes. I was, like, oh, my God. It was just so fun and easy. And now I think that I'm going back into that space of just like, have fun with it, whether it's with your guitar or with the computer and with samples and all this stuff. But be true to who you are. And Heart Station really is still true to who I am. Like, those lyrics, yeah, I love those lyrics. The sitar, I've been recently like writing songs with the sitar more now, because I'm like, oh my God, the sitar, like what I can do with the sitar and like a rock vibe. Oh, yeah. I've been like really like enjoying some things. So I'm actually kind of excited to release some music with the sitar, but like hearing it in such a way that's not, that I've never heard it before. I'm enjoying that. I'm like, oh, cool. This instrument, this sound is part of my ancestry, and now it's going to have, like, a modern twist. How cool! So, anyway, I'm just saying that because in the future, there's some really cool things coming up that I'm stoked to share. So, yeah.
Well, I think that that's actually a perfect segue. So, are there any things that you want to plug? I know you already mentioned, like, definitely go watch The Brother Sun.
Yes.
Like,
oh, the show is really good. Yes. But yes, so I'll plug The Brother Sun. It's on Netflix. You can find it. It's one series for now, like one season. And I think it's got 8 episodes. 8 or 7? Oh, my God.
I think it's 8.
Yeah, 8. Oh, that makes sense because the number 8 in the show. Oh, anyway. So, yeah. And then my song is in the second episode, around 30 minutes. So you don't even have to, like, if you are just there for my music, you could literally, you don't have to miss a lot. You just, second episode, 30 minutes, boom. And then you'll, like, kind of get the vibe of what the show is. And then you'll probably binge watch that because it's so good. yes. So that's The Brother's Son. I just... booked like a show for myself, just this kind of like the first one where it's just only me. That was my intention, is like, so it's March 30th, and I'm going to be announcing the location. So if anybody's interested in that, they can message me. I'm really true to my newsletter people, so I announced that first. But that one's going to showcase the photography I've been doing in the past year, the drawings I've been doing. I'm also going to share music videos that I've made throughout the years. So kind of like timeline. It's like the timeline of Sonia Barcelona and how it's led up to Netflix. It's crazy. Yeah. So it's going to be me sharing that and doing intimate live performances. I'm not sure I'm going to have a band because the venue itself is smaller. So, yeah, it's like an intimate vibe. And if people are interested in knowing me more as an artist and seeing what I've created in the past 10 years, basically, I think that would be something cool for anybody to experience. Like, it's just like, hey, like, this is me. This is who I am. My artwork shows you who I am. So, yeah, I'll be working on that. That's March 30th. And then I do have a new song that I'm going to release probably in the next week or so. Ooh. It's very short. It's like a minute and a half. But these are songs I wrote around the same time as Heart Station, that basically Heart Station reminded me, you need to like get that all out. So there's like a slew of them, like 3 or 4 that I'm like, oh my God, I need to get that out.
I am ready. Yeah. So ready.
Oh, and I'm stoked because I've never seen myself... I did a music video for it as well. So I've never seen myself in this way. Like, it's a very Asian-inspired music video. I was thinking about the movie In the Mood for Love, which is a Wong Kar-wai directed and cinematography film. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, people who know that film will, like, see the influence. So I'm stoked to share the music video. It was also produced just, like, all electronically. And it's like got the influence in me of hip hop because I am greatly influenced by some hip hop artists, just rappers and lyricists. They're just like, I'm awed by that. I'm awed. So that's kind of like a reference to like that in my life, that influence in my life. So that's a song coming up in the next week or two. I'm stoked. And then there will be some others for the summertime. And, yeah, my creative juices have been flowing right after the Netflix premiere. It just reminded me, like, just, you gotta just get it all out. So I'm stoked. I'm stoked. Yeah. But next thing is March 30th. So I'll end it there. March 30th.
Yeah. So catch Sonia on Art of Sonia on Instagram. Is that all your platforms? I don't know if you want to plug anything.
I made it really simple for anybody to find me. You could just literally type up Art of Sonia, Sonia with an I, or Sonia Barcelona. And I've made it pretty easy to get on my website, Spotify, my Bandcamp. If you buy my music, that's like the best place because I get the majority of the portions. Like, Spotify is probably the least paying platform for musicians, unless we get like placed in on playlists and stuff. So yeah, find me on all the thingies, Apple Music. I'll be releasing more. So Instagram is my most active thing though. And then I share from my Instagram to Facebook. So you can still, you know, if you're on Facebook, you could be on Facebook, but it's like, it's coming from my Instagram. Anyway, yeah. Art of Sonia and Sonia Barcelona. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Rebel Radio with Malika Bella, Lyrics Locals Love, on the Rebel HD2.